Hey, welcome back to the episode of Geeks and Terrier. It's me, your boy, your life.
Me, Joe.
And if those of you who haven't heard, we are officially part of ConPalooza's 2025 podcast program. We're back again to talk about some new stuff. Clearly, if you saw last week's episode, last episode, really.
Yeah.
We're doing a top 10 list, and we're doing it live. And that'll be fun. I got some ideas to go along with it, but we'll see how things turn out. But right now, keeping on the role of the comics, especially going to ConPalooza, there's been a recent announcement, some stuff, stuff that I would like to get to, but honestly, I feel like this one makes a lot more sense, specifically since we're on a comic book theme. And you've heard of this too. It's the recent announcement of the the collaboration no one thought would happen again. The Marvel DC crossover comics.
Yeah, because the last time I remember, this was like early 2000s, right? Or is it late 90s?
So if we're being specific, there's been a bunch of like crossovers before. This is before they became really as big as they are now.
Mm-hmm.
Slash being owned by corporations like Warner Brothers and Disney.
Yeah.
So this is back when they were like, you know, at least. Like, to give you an idea, they were like neighbors or something, like that kind of like thing,
right?
So neighbors that would do cook-offs together. That's kind of the vibe I would probably say for the past, because they've had crossovers with each other, with like say Superman, Spider-Man, which makes sense because those are two big name ones, Batman, Captain America, and then at some point they kind of end up doing some more. Interesting ones. They had like a Marvel versus DC where like they would have like, I think there was like an explanation for it, but I don't recall. Where in that one, they really had like the actual like the characters fighting each other. So they had like Hulk versus Superman, Spider-Man versus Robin. It's that kind of stuff.
Right.
And some of it was fan voted.
I do. Because I also remember...
Like proto-best death battle, if you would.
Yeah, because I also remember there was the amalgamation, right?
Yeah, and that came either from the result of it or... I think that was a result from it, where the Amalgam Comics was a thing where they sort of combined characters. And some of them were really weird combinations, but some of them were pretty cool.
The one I remember off the top of my head was, I think, Batman and Wolverine.
Darkclaw, yeah.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. was that was an interesting one.
Mm-hmm. And then they had the JLA Avengers comic.
That's the one I remember, because that one, I believe, has the panel where Superman has Thor's hammer and Captain America's shield.
Which is such a cool scene.
It's a pretty,
it's really cool.
Yeah.
And, like, we might talk a bit about that one, too. Because that one I always thought to be very interesting. So that was kind of like the last one. They re-released that book and some of the crossover books recently too, especially the JLA one, because of at that time George Perez, who was the artist for that book, had passed away. He's a very influential artist within the comic book sphere. He was very much proud of Wonder Woman. He did a lot of stuff with Wonder Woman, which honestly I'm surprised they haven't even re-released those books too. Now that I think about it, I can't say so much. But yeah, no. So. There's a lot of reasoning as to why stuff is happening again. Like, they're having good repertoire. A lot of the writers are jumping back and forth from them. Chip Zdarsky is one that I can think of immediately. Dan Slott, who basically penned a lot of Spider-Man for a good decade, and also the one who's basically started the whole Spider-Verse thing, is doing a Superman book. I didn't read it, but I did see a page, and I'm like, he's got it. This man knows Superman. Just Superman being like, hey, like some kid was like, you know, playing music in the streets, like, oh, you know, just practicing, and he's like, hey, that was pretty good. I've been listening to you the whole time while I was saving your day. Keep at it, kid. Give him a dollar tip. It's like, I can't wait to hear the rest. And I'm like, that's such a Superman thing to do.
Yeah. Because I believe, from what I saw, they're announcing a Batman and Deadpool crossover,
which
right?
is, like, the thing that I want to talk about, because one, cool, we're finally getting the crossover
and it's both sides are doing their own version of it, right?
Yes, exactly. And like I said, like it's cool, we're finally doing crossovers. You know, certain writers are writing from DC are writing this, some writers from Marvel are doing this. I think Marvel's is going to be Zeb Wells, which is interesting. I'll talk about that in a minute. And then from DC, it's Grant Morrison. And I'm like, that's the guy. If you're a DC and you want to do like something like that, you get Grant Morrison. And I'll explain that in a minute. But yes, so the two books are going to be a Batman vs. Deadpool book. Batman and Deadpool. I can't remember if it was versus and. Or and, you know.
Mm.
But that's going to be the main book that they're going to be promoting. I think it's the only one so far. But, okay, so what are your thoughts on that? The fact that it's going to be a Batman-Deadpool.
Well, it's interesting. Not necessarily the two characters you would normally... Well, I guess the only thing you would say is that Batman very much will sometimes come into contact with Deathstroke, and obviously Deadpool is a parody of Deathstroke in some way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that it opens up a bit of opportunity. Also, Deadpool's always just been a very fun character to write for, obviously, for a fourth wall break, so I think that's sort of probably why they're going with Deadpool, just to have that bit of, like, you know, fourth wall break shenanigans. Like, hey, you're from the DC Universe, you know? Isn't this weird?
And that's kind of why I mentioned, like, the idea of Grant Morrison. So Grant Morrison's is this, like, really, like, meta dude who often writes his... Some of his books have this sort of meta thing going on. I think the best example is Animal Man. And so him having a deal with, like, someone whose fourth wall breaks like Deadpool could be interesting.
Yeah, it adds a very, it's, and also, I guess it's a very straight man, comedy man routine kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Batman is, you know, very straight-laced.
Yeah.
Deadpool, obviously, you know, known for his, you know, crazy shenanigans.
Yep.
I mean, if anything, it'll be interesting to see what Deadpool does with Joker.
Oh, he would make him go insane.
Yeah, because it's just sort of, English one, right?
Right.
But yeah, no, it definitely, it's nice that I think it also works because it's, you're starting off a bit smaller there, right? It's not like the full, like, the previous, like, JLA Avengers sort of crossover thing.
No, yeah.
You start off with just your single little characters,
but,
and then...
But I will say, it having been Deadpool is very weird. It feels kind of awkward.
How so?
Because it's Deadpool. So Deadpool's always been kind of like more of a comedic character. Like, I'll say this to make it more sense. If I'm thinking of I'm doing a crossover between a character from DC and it was Batman, I would go with something that would fit in his wheelhouse, right? So I think a lot of people were saying like Batman, Daredevil,
mm-hmm.
which would make a lot more sense.
I was maybe thinking about. Yeah, I guess I can see where you're coming from in that aspect.
Yeah.
Because I was probably thinking more of Batman and Iron Man, because they sort of inhabit that sort of realm of
heroes
they're using tech and
stuff.
Yeah. Right?
They're both the, like, I always think about how, like, everyone, you know, just assumes that they're the same. That's because, like, it's very superficial to, in reality, like, they're both rich, you know, playboy billionaires. The shtick that that Robert Downey Jr. says at the beginning, at you know
during in the Avengers movie, right?
Which is like, you know, that kind of downplays some of the aspect, but it's a common trope within the comic book sphere.
Yeah, but no, so I can definitely understand where you're coming from in terms of Deadpool being a weird choice. I mean, I obviously pointed out that, like, okay, yeah, I mean, Deadpool is kind of a parody of Deathstroke, so I can see that angle.
Oh, no, yeah, like, for me, it was more like, okay, you're choosing your two most, I wouldn't say Deadpool's the most popular character on there, is there? I feel like he's waned a bit.
Deadpool? Maybe a little, but, I guess when you're looking at your audience a bit, like, Deadpool still definitely holds a lot of, popularity in terms of, like, probably maybe the younger crowd, right?
Mm-hmm.
As well as just, like, the internet community in general, because, I mean, like, heck, how many times do you ever see, like, Deadpool cosplayers running around, right?
Obscene amount, and they're kind of weird and awkward.
Yeah, but, like, at the end of the day, you're sort of just like, yeah, you know, it's like, I put my 2 cents into it, right, of, like, you have your, you know, like I said, like, Batman, very serious character, you pair him up with a very goofy character with Deadpool, you know, it bounces off, like, it's a classic comedy duo, essentially.
I know, yeah, I see where you're coming from, and that makes total sense. Mm-hmm. Like, They're two characters who are vastly different. It's the buddy cop movie.
Yeah.
It's the buddy cop.
They're going to have to learn to get along here, mm-hmm. right?
It just, I think more so is like, how is Deadpool going to be written as a comedy?
Right.
That's the question, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? And so, I'm not against this. In fact, I'm kind of like cautiously optimistic about it.
Mm-hmm.
But what interests me is that they're both doing, like, Deadpool and Batman. That's interesting to me.
Yeah, because I feel like, for a lot of those previous crossovers, it was only, like, ever one team writing it, right? Or was it?
For some of them, they were like, in between. So they were both kind of, like, sharing the spotlight.
Right, okay.
From my understanding, I think the closest example would probably be, like, how in Roger Rabbit, they had Bugs and Mickey, but they both had the same number of lines.
Yeah, I know.
Same number of screen time.
Yeah, because they didn't want to be like one have more than the other. I think similar thing happened with Daffy and Donald, right?
Yeah. There's a reason why, like, when they're playing together, one gets knocked into
the thing, and then the other one gets knocked into the thing, right?
Yeah. Because, to be honest with you, they both have an equal amount of share time.
Yeah, I mean, even though that movie was a Disney movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a very interesting thing, right, of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I am interested to see how it ends up being. Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder if, like, the success will lead to, like, more.
I think it will.
I mean, either way, like, it's kind of like, even if it's not, like, well-received, it's still, like,
it's going to sell gangbusters.
Yeah, I was going to say, like,
I can already see people, like, you know, ordering the first issue and stuff. But they're both supposed to be, like, a miniseries, I think. I haven't really looked into it as much. Mostly because I kind of want to go into it blind.
Right.
But I will say, the art is going to look good, because I heard Dan Mora is doing for DC. I can't remember who's doing the art for Marvel's take. But the writers are two probably the most interesting aspects of it. So Zeb Wells is doing the Marvel side, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's not a terrible writer. He is not, but he's coming off of what is considered to be one of the worst Spider-Man runs in all time.
This is the one with the whole shenanigan with the Paul character.
Yes,
right?
This is exactly the one.
Okay.
So it's a lot of people were like, "Oh God, it's Zeb Wells," and I'm like, guys, he's written good stuff. It's just, for whatever reason, the Spider-Man arm is just really weird. Like, right now, as we speak in the comics, Mary Jane is Venom.
Which is, certainly a choice.
Especially considering, because, like, in the past, there was a moment where she was, like, Venom sneaked into their house. She thought it was Peter, and when it turned out it wasn't, it kind of gave her, like, it traumatized her to the point where, like, yeah, I'm not staying in that house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He knows where we live. Like, that house is no longer safe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just really weird, because it's like, because, correct me if I'm wrong,
yeah.
In Spider-Man 2, the game, she gets hit with a symbiote,
yeah.
Right? And becomes her own little symbiote thing, so it's not, like, necessarily
a unique concept,
but for her to get the Venom symbiote specifically.
Well, in the game, she gets a symbiote and she becomes Screech, which is an entirely different character.
Right, yeah.
So it's not even, like, even when Screech herself isn't Mary Jane.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like a different person. I don't remember. It's the Venom stuff has always been kind of weird for me.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the most Venom stuff I've read was, like, whenever he's crossover with Spider-Man or / the Donny Cates run, which everyone agrees, good. It is really good. I recommend it.
Right. But yeah, no, I guess my thing is that it's a weird choice.
It is a very weird choice.
Like, the concept of giving Mary Jane a symbiote, okay, sure, you can work with
By the way, this
that.
Is not Zeb Wells writing this.
Yeah, and I'm about to ask, like, he jumps off ship, and then the next writer continues the storyline.
Well, this is a Venom thing.
It's the whole Venom thing, right?
Yeah, this is a whole Venom thing with a different writer kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, this is, like, clear, but, like, everyone's kind of, like, reacting to it because this is a fallout from the stuff he's written for Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the thing. But right. No, yeah, he's written. I read some of his stuff. It's not bad. It's actually, it can work. It's just that I feel like whatever reason he wanted to do with Spider-Man was not the best thing ever.
It was I guess you could argue it was editorial sort of just.
It part of it may be it. It's just this really weird thing about it. I know that like, with. The guy went before, you know, Zeb Wells. In like hinted of him doing the Mephisto marriage bullshit.
Yeah.
And it ended up not going through, but more or less they retconned the whole I'm jumping ahead. The whole Norman and Gwen stuff.
Yes, with the jackal and whatnot.
No, it's the one where she.
I know what you're talking about. I remember now.
Turns out it was Mysterio messing with his head. With Norman's head.
I mean, if you want to know what we're talking about, I mean...
This is straight Spider-Man shit.
Yeah, it's you can definitely look it up. It's definitely one of the more...
It's controversial, I would say.
Yeah, controversial, maybe a little distasteful.
in some aspect, I mean, looking back, I'm forgetting the name of the writers on that one. Nick Spencer, that's what it was. Nick Spencer's run was actually not that bad.
Mm.
I actually kind of liked a lot of it. Like, one of my favorite moments for that was, like, when MJ was had basically an AA meeting. Because she's like, how do I deal with the fact that my loved one is a superhero? And it's like, yeah, no, even though I think he's gonna be okay, I still can't worry about him.
Mm-hmm, right.
Which I'm like, that's good. I like that. Right. That's one of my favorite moments. But no, so definitely, Zeb Wells is someone, because that's a bit of a tangent. Zeb Wells is I feel I'm not gonna hate it as soon as I see it. I'm going to wait and receive it. Until I read it in my own hands, see how it is.
Right, form your own opinion when it comes out, and then, you know, once you get the whole picture, it's like, alright, this was good, this was bad, this was whatever.
Yeah, because, like, the thing about his run with Spider-Man was that it just... There's a lot of questions, and the answers were not satisfactory. Like, what happened? Why did MJ and, you know, Peter break up again for the 50th time in a row? Because we're creatively bankrupt with Spider-Man. And, like... Who is this Paul guy? The answer is very disappointing, in my opinion. But, like, hopefully, like, you know, that he's, you know, however you feel about him, you know, he's not a bad person. However you feel about the Spider-Man run, it's just, don't harm the person, that's what I said. And for DC getting Grant Morrison, that makes the most total sense, in my opinion. That dude, like I said, loves the meta. So having, like, Deadpool be in there.
Mm-hmm.
I can totally see him doing some weird, outlandish thing.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Grant Morrison did All Star Superman.
Yes.
Okay.
So to give you an idea, in the All Star Superman comic, there was a point where Superman created a pocket universe, and in that pocket universe had Jerry Siegel and Joel Schuster creating Superman.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that should tell you like how meta that is about to be, and like he's like the most like he is such a fan of comics that he will be out there and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So him writing Deadpool that sounds like a fun idea. Like I don't know if he'll make him funny, but I think he'll really go delve into the meta aspect that Deadpool can do with his fourth wall break.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, this is gonna be interesting. So. Definitely looking forward to that. Very much hoping that we get more stuff from this. Like every time I hear about like the JLA Avengers, I've read the JLA Avengers book. That one's fun. That one's good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I, one of my favorite parts of that book was from, like, because, you know, Justice League goes to the Marvel Universe, and then just go to the DC Universe.
Yeah, yeah.
And they both react to things differently, like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, because I think they both have very, they notice just how their superheroes are treated in different universes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, because they see the JLA with, like, their statues and stuff, like, this is weird. Like, we don't get statues.
Yeah.
Because that'd be really weird if we got statues.
Yeah.
And then, like, the JLA is, like, on Earth being like, what? Everything, it's that meme of Community where, you know, Childish Gambino walks in.
Oh, Donald Glover's character walks in, you know, that classic gif of just, like, he walks in, everything's on fire, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's basically how the JLA react to when they arrive, because they're all like, because they see the destruction of Genosha.
Oh, wow, yeah.
They're like, what is this?
How could you have this happen?
What is this horrible, like, monstrous thing that happens just because they're different? And then just, like, Superman's, like, lost it. He's like, what the hell? And then, like, Batman sees the Punisher, and he's like,
I don't like you.
On site, brother, on site.
That actually brings up another thing. So, obviously, you know, we're both sort of agreeing that this will probably make a lot of money and might promote more stuff. What other crossovers do you think they might do if, you know, if
the guy takes off the ground? I mean, if we're being honest, the Deadpool-Batman thing is just so out there. I kind of want to see something different, right? So in the past, we had, like, Spider-Man, Superman.
Yeah, like that.
They're the poster ones.
Most popular Marvel superhero, Spider-Man, obviously. Most popular superhero from DC. I mean, you could say Superman back then, but I think Batman takes the cake now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, same thing, right?
Yeah. I would want to see a more, like, out there story. I think I heard stories of Brian Michael Bendis, who I think is on DC right now, having written up a pitch for a Batman Daredevil one.
Mm-hmm.
And I could totally see that happening. I think there's been Batman Daredevil ones. But honestly, I would kind of want to see something from, like, the new team. So, like, let's say Blue Beetle and Jaime Reyes Ghost Rider.
Right. No, like, that would be cool.
Like, something from, like, the newer catalog of characters.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you think Ms. Marvel, Kamala Khan, with, I don't know, maybe somebody from the Teen Titans or just the Teen Titans in general?
Oh, that'd be so...
That
Champions
could be
and Teen Titans, there you go.
That could be an interesting crossover, right? I think it'd be interesting to see the Sentry and Superman together.
And you're saying that because you're going off the high from the Thunderbolts movie, right?
That and also because before then, like, Sentry wasn't around during those initial crossovers. I mean, granted, Marvel definitely has a catalog of Superman likes, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, but I think Sentry, out of all of them, is the one that hits, you know...
It's the one that really caught a lot of people's attention.
Yeah.
Especially now because of the movie.
Yeah, especially now, but, you know... I think that would be interesting.
I'm not against it. I think the problem is with Sentry is that, like, he's not around as often, and like how do you? I think it would be interesting because, like, you're essentially having Superman going up against, whether it be fighting or interacting with, you know, I don't want to say a parody, but like a commentary on something like him, right?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the thing with the Sentry. He's one of those, like, you know, Superman-esque characters, but they're kind of not the... I don't want to use the word cookie-cutter, but, you know. Like Superman is, like, idealized, all this. And there's a reason why people say... why Sentry is very much a Marvel version of Superman with all the... Because Marvel characters can have a lot of these issues, a lot of these personal things going on. That makes sense for him to for their Superman to be like that. But also, because he is very Superman-esque, he kind of is very weird in their universe.
Yeah.
And I love Sentry. Sentry's one of my favorite characters.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a very cool idea. I just don't know what would be the best way to go about it.
Right, right.
Maybe a talented writer. Maybe Grant Morrison could do it. That dude loves running Superman. I think that would be really cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not saying, like, he's gonna, like, all of a sudden Clark's gonna start taking, you know, crack.
No, but I think it's more of a, I think it'd be more of an interesting thing of just, like, Sentry sees Superman, like,
as what he could be.
Yeah, I'm thinking of it like a Dr. Manhattan thing, Watchmen DC crossover, right?
Yeah, how he was influenced. And a lot of people didn't like that. I did, because, like, it's, like, a cool, like, most of that story was kind of, like, okay-ish. It was a cool interaction, I'm not going to lie.
Mm.
But, like, seeing them interact, the Superman and Manhattan, was probably one of the better parts. And to see that, I could totally see, like, it being, like, a cool idea.
Mm.
So I kind of see where you're going with. I don't know how, like I said, I could, if they do that, I want Grant Morrison to write it. He would do great things with that.
Right. I mean, do you have any other ideas, or?
I mean, that's the thing. You gotta really go deep down into, like, the crevices of the DC and Marvel characters. Like, I'm very much on the idea of, like, having, like, a lot more of the newer characters have a spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those will be a lot more interesting. I, like, maybe the Fantastic Four meaning the Terrifics, because they're both. But then at that point, they're both, like, you know, Fantastic Four-esque characters, meaning the Fantastic Four.
Right. I was going to maybe say, would it be interesting for Wonder Woman and Captain Marvel? But I'm not really sure, besides, you know, that they're both strong female superheroes,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because, I don't know, because it's like, it's like, it seems a good idea from the onset, but then when you start to think a little bit deeper, it's like, how much do these characters actually share in common, and, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, how would they see each other, kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know. I think we tapped on some interesting stuff. I mean, obviously, we're kind of avoiding some big ones, you know, like, putting Spider-Man in anything like that. But that's because, like you said, like, we've already seen, like, that sort of stuff with those characters. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, Deadpool, Batman, you know, that's super interesting. So I think that's sort of where they...
It's out there. It may not be everyone's cup of tea, but there's, like you were saying, there might be a reason for it.
Yeah, so in my brain, I'm just like, maybe that's sort of the direction they want to go. It's like, there's stuff that you wouldn't necessarily think they would mesh well, but then when you give it a second look, it's like, okay, you know what? Maybe that could work well. Because, listen, I'm going to be honest, it'll be interesting if, like, Deadpool actually does meet Deathstroke. And it did have, like, that Spider-Man pointing memes thing. Or hell, just, you know, Deadpool just starts making fun of Deathstroke in some weird way, you know?
It's like, I'm better than you. I'm more popular. I have 3 movies. You weren't even in one.
You were in a post-credit scene for a movie nobody even likes anymore.
Until the director's cut.
Yeah.
You were supposed to be in a big movie, but not anymore. I got 3 movies.
Ben Affleck dumped your ass.
Exactly. I could totally see that happening. Ah, dude, like, there's this possibility that you have, like, a literal goldmine of characters to go with. You just kind of have to be smart about who you pick and choose.
Right.
Like, I want to see more out there interactions, right? Something that would be more interesting. I don't know how they'll pull it off. Like, I'll be honest. Like I said, Deadpool Wolverine, Deadpool Batman, that's really out there. I don't know how to feel about it, but it could work. Especially, like I said, I'm more interested in the Grant Morrison one. I think that one's going to be a little more intriguing. I don't know if it's going to play out the way I would want it to go, but hey, I'm not the writer. But anyways, I think that's a good place to end it, because there's not really much for us to talk about.
Yeah, until they come out, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's speculation. It's more of just, like, talking about, hey, these two are collaborating again. I mean,
we knew it was going to happen. We don't know for how long, though.
Yeah, and this isn't, like, them, like, making a Marvel DC movie, which, I mean, that's,
oh, God,
that's,
no,
that's
no.
not going to happen.
No, that's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
No.
If you got James Gunn there, he's friends with Feige, right? Like, that's not...
Funny enough, Chip Zdarsky tweeted out, like, or posted also on Instagram about, like, an image of, like, something, like, some lines he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
about for the DC and Marvel crossover. And it's not characters, it's just two names. One named Kevin and one named James.
Mm.
And they're both like, I miss you, Kevin. I miss you too, James. Well, you must be really happy to see me.
That's funny.
Yeah, which I'm like, yeah, that's good. That's good. That's a good crossover right there.
Yeah.
I pay me. No, but thank God it's not doing a movie shit, because I think that would be the worst thing ever.
Is that just because you're like, oh dear God, that's too much cooks in the kitchen kind of thing?
Basically, and like a lot of weirdos are gonna weird doesn't mean like people. Well, weird people, yes, but also like people who aren't used to the thing, and people who like already don't like these kind of movies are gonna be like, oh, so they're crossing over now, you know?
Yeah.
It's gonna be like, it's gonna have a reaction, and I'm like, I don't want to hear any of it.
Right.
So that's kind of like my thing about it. But, yeah, so I think that's about it, as much as we can say.
Yeah, I think that's how we wrap this up, right?
Yeah, sure. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to follow us on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We're most active on Instagram. And we'll have a link tree to all the podcasts we're officially part of, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, all the good stuff. And we also have a link to the YouTubes where you can put a face to the voice. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe. And, yeah. We are, like I said earlier in this episode, we are officially at Confluza. It's going to be, was it June 19th or 21st?
I think so,
Sometime next month.
Yeah.
By the time of this, well, sometime in the month, by the time this episode comes out.
Yeah, by the time, sometime in June, yes.
Yeah, so be on the lookout, and if you're going to be there, hit us up. We're going to be on Saturday at 12 at the pavilion.
Okay, cool. That's awesome.
Main floor. There you go. Anyways, you guys have a good one. It's me, your boy.
Me, Joe.
You guys have a good one. Peace.